In my lesson yesterday, I quoted Jude verses 3 and 4. Today, I want to look once again at what Jude called the common salvation. When he first wanted to write, he was intended to write about the common salvation. I know there's people who would think that, why write more about the common salvation if it's a common subject? Yet experience has proven to us that it is more needful to preach about those common doctrines than anything else, because people forget them. Listen to what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1. This second letter, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which to stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. Peter was not writing to them about some great new doctrine. He wasn't writing about a new revelation, but he wanted to stir up their pure minds by bringing them to remembering what he had already told them. When Jude refers to the salvation as being the common salvation, this word common here is not an adjective. It's not falling below ordinary standards. The word common doesn't mean second rate. This word does not carry derogatory connotations, such as inferior or plain. It doesn't mean that it is below greatness or excellence, because this is a great salvation. Common here means that it is commonplace, an everyday thing, happening frequently. It is familiar. It stresses the fact of being generally known and easily recognized and easily obtained. This word common means belonging to a group of two people or more. My first observation is that this salvation is enjoyed by all believers in Christ, else it would not be common salvation. This common salvation is more than an escape from hell when you die. This common salvation is not a future benefit only, but a blessing to be enjoyed right here in this world at this present time. Salvation means being at once delivered from the power of sin, being at once purged from the guilt of sin. This so great a salvation is not reserved for the few more saintly people among the believers. It is common to all of the children of God. It is the salvation upon which all true believers agree. All true born-again men and women believe in the same essential truths, feel the working of the same Holy Spirit within them, and press towards the same ending, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. If anyone be saved, they will be saved by this common salvation. People talk about many different roads to heaven, and yet there is but one. There is but one name given among men whereby we must be saved, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus is common life for all that live. Jesus is the common bread for all that are fed by God, the common joy of all who have been blessed of the Lord. This common salvation, which all believers enjoy, springs from the same grace. Some are not saved by grace and others by works. Salvation is altogether of grace in every case. It is not some looking to Jesus and some looking to Moses. We are all saved by the same work, the same life, the same death and resurrection, and the same intercession of Jesus Christ. His blood was atonement for all the redeemed. When he arose, it was to justify all who are in him. When he stands at the right hand of the Father, he intercedes for all the saints. And when he comes, it will be for all his saints to be with him. The results of the common salvation is the same for all believers.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.